Yeah, that's right. This was a multi-agency effort that included the U.S. Coast Guard, our Cleveland Fire Department, and the Cleveland Metro Parks Police Department. Those agencies coming together to safely rescue 3 children, 7 adults, as they continue to drift further away from shore. Now, our Sky Fox HD video showing that rescue effort wrapping up in the late afternoon as the Coast Guard brought back ice rescue skiffs. They say they were able to bring 6 of those people back on the skiffs, and Cleveland Fire rescued the other 4. We're told the call came in around 2:30 p.m. and that the 10 people were stranded on 2 separate sheets of floating ice that had broken off and were drifting away, the furthest about a mile offshore. Now, thankfully, all of the people were rescued without injuries, according to the Coast Guard. But of course, that situation could have been worse, and officials are cautioning people to be careful and prepared if they choose to go out on the ice.
You know, the Coast Guard urges everybody to dress for the water temperatures and to recognize and treat ice not as an extension of the land, but as water. So before you go out on the ice, you know, you should be having your life vest with you. You should have your VHF radio with you. Anything that you would take normally out on a boat, you should have, even if you're, you know, just going ice fishing or whatever would cause you to go out on the ice.
Well, the Coast Guard also encourages people to have a float plan. Tell somebody when you're going out on the ice, when you'll be back, and for how long, so that in case they need to start any kind of search, they can expect what time that you would be coming back. They also urge people to prepare and plan by checking ice forecasts. In fact, the National Weather Service's local office shared today, just an hour or so before this rescue happened, that they were recommending people did not go out on the ice because they were seeing significant cracks and shifting ice movement because of the wind patterns going on. And we still did see people back out on the ice, though on firmer areas of the ice after this rescue.